Welcome to our brand new program. It's the Marketplace Index for Thursday the 1st. I'm David Brancaccio. Each day we're looking at what's driving today's markets and what this tells us about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 119 points, about 1%. It closed at 11,493. The S&P 500 fell 14 points, about 1.2%. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 33 points, 1.3%. At the time stocks were closing, the 10-year bond yield was down to 2.146%. We have now bidden farewell to the month of August, the worst month for the stock market in more than a year. Is it possible the excruciating drops we lived through gave those who make investment decisions a distorted view of the world? Jim Paulson is chief investment strategist for Wells Capital Management.
Basically, the marketplace convinced itself that we were headed for a recession, based largely on a couple data points and wild market volatility. In other words, market went down, and at some point it went down, and then everyone said, oh, we must be having a recession.
The thing is, the data as it trickles in from the real economy isn't quite as bad as the stock indexes were foreshadowing. Take word today on American factories in August as measured by the Institute for Supply Management. People who follow these things were betting that after 24 months of expansion, this month things would go the other way. How could we not see contraction after all those bad market days? But the data today shows there is still at least a bit of expansion left among manufacturers. Is it possible the stock market isn't always right?
You know, there's a famous old quote, and I'm not sure if it was Paul Samuelson or whoever who said it, something to the effect of, you know, the stock market's predicted 12 of the last 7 recessions. There's no doubt there's a relationship between movements and what stock prices do and ultimately what happens on Main Street. But the problem is the market is a very emotional being. You know, we have a very crisis-phobic culture that's developed since 2008. I've written about the fact that the culture has been one that's been suffering from Armageddon hypochondria. All we've been doing in the last couple of years is looking around every corner, seeing what the next crisis is going to be. When you got a culture that had a near-death experience in 2008, they just can't get over that feeling that something else bad is going to happen. So any little data that says we're slowing down, we instantly extrapolate that little slowdown into the next coming of the Great Depression.
Jim Paulson at Wells Capital Management. Propagating extra gloom today was an unnerving research report from no less than Goldman Sachs. It was supposed to be for the eyes only of Goldman's fancy hedge fund clients, but the Wall Street Journal got a hold of it. Conditions in Europe are especially crummy, but even China's growth is not sustainable, the analysis said. Betting against the euro was one suggestion for profiting from the misery. Now let's have a look at our index, a daily attempt, unscientific to be sure, to measure the true state of the economy via a real alternative indicator. The index is down today, one point lower, thanks to news that it's costing Americans more to do the most basic financial transactions. A company called Moeb Services, which tracks banking activity, says free checking is fast becoming a thing of the past. The number of big banks offering free checking accounts has dropped by two-thirds over the last 2 years. In 2009, 96% of big banks offered free checking. Today, it's just 34%. You can see the Marketplace Index and read more at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index. This is APM, American Public Media.